to us, the city is not listening to residents. And as long as they have adopted that confrontational and retrogressive attitude, the residents in Harare will continue to pay what they can afford. And the Harare Residents Trust is simply saying residents can only afford to pay what they have been consulted on and what they agree on. And this cannot be done without addressing the question of the billing system, the due debt, the bloated senior management in grade 1 to 4, who earn tortious salaries that are not consistent with the capacity of the council to generate revenue.
But we understand that, of course, for some residents who say they had been paying for years and years, only to have those who haven't been paying also get their rates slashed while they were assisting to hold up the council, are kind of bitter about this situation.
This situation required the urgent attention of the elected councillors, and in this instance, you are aware that this directive was given in the absence of elected councillors. There was a management, and without that, the Harare Residents Trust had proposed the cut-off date to be the 31st of December 2010, and we had given two options: to write off all debt accumulated from February 2009 to end of December 2010, or have a figure to remove from every household.